Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message I've been sharing, Fully Alive in Christ. And we've been talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ, those wonderful mysteries that Paul discussed in the book of Ephesians. And we've looked at the book of John, Jesus' prayer that we could be one in the Father and Him, even as they were one. This is the plan of the ages, beloved. He is going to have a holy, sanctified people. And if you've been born again, beloved, you're in process. We all are. But that God is going to have a perfect work. As I shared on yesterday's broadcast, and so frequently on the broadcast, I mentioned that the word about the fivefold ministry, why it was given, until we all arrive in the unity of the faith, unto the measure of the stature of a perfect man, unto the fullness of Christ Jesus. That seems, when you think of, and I've looked at that and I said, goodness sakes, Lord, that's quite a tall order. But that is what God is doing. That work, I believe, will be fully completed when we are with Him. But we are in process. And just before I was going to continue on with the message, but the Lord quickened a scripture, actually numerous scriptures in the book of Isaiah. And I'd like to read just a few of those verses, because the prophet Isaiah centuries ago was seeing this very work that the Holy Spirit is involved in right now. He is expressing what Jesus came to do. He's expressing that revelation that Paul, remember Jesus said, I shared with you in John, He said, I have many things to reveal. Jesus said, I have many things to reveal to you, but you can't bear it. But when the Spirit of truth is come, and the Holy Spirit has come on the day of Pentecost, He was poured out. He comes into every believer who accepts Jesus. And so we can receive. He will show you all things. He will show you things to come. He will teach you all things. He'll teach you the truth. He'll teach you the profound mysteries and depths of the Lord Jesus and the truths that are contained in this mystery that's been hid for the ages. And so let me just read some of these passages. To me, right now, they take on new significance and meaning. Very familiar ones. We're talking the 61st chapter of Isaiah. These are the words that Jesus quoted when He began to preach. And He said, this day is that He stopped, what, after verse 2, and He said, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. I think He was preaching in Nazareth, His hometown. At any rate, let's read. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. And beloved, we often, when we read this, we think of the unsaved, right? Those who are, you know, are bound by the devil, they're in prisons, they don't know it, their life's a mess, they're tragically unhappy, and some to the point of suicide. Of course, that certainly applies to them. But also, beloved, we are in deep spiritual warfare. I don't know about you, if you serve the Lord any length of time, has not the warfare increased in these recent years? Haven't you experienced greater, more severe trials and testings than you ever have before? Not that they weren't always difficult. You know, any trial is difficult and not joyous for the moment. But afterwards, of course, what does the scripture say? It does yield the peaceable fruit of, was it patience? Yes, in faith, of course. Let patience have her perfect work, that we could be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So let's go on. This relates, I believe, to many of you I feel are listening, and I want to pray. He's brought the good news of the gospel to open, to give you liberty, to help you be fully alive, title of the message. And those who are meek in heart, it's good news. Those who are brokenhearted, and there's many saints I know, terrible battles they're going through. They are brokenhearted. What did Jesus do to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord? He didn't declare the vengeance of our God. That's coming. But to comfort all that mourn. Listen, he is talking now to us, the church, his body, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. You can't be more specific than that, okay? Are any of you mourning? I sense so many of you need God's touch. To give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And then it goes down, verse 4, then it talks about ministry, and they shall build the old ways, and they shall raise up the former desolations, they shall repair the ways, cities and the desolations of many generations. That's what God has called us to, a ministry of reconciliation. And verse 6, you shall be named priests of the Lord. Men shall call you ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourself. And for your shame you shall have double, for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double, everlasting joy shall be unto them. Let's pray. I just have a burden to pray for so many that are really under it right now. Father, in Jesus' name, you see those who are mourning, your people who are mourning right now, the bad news they've received of loved ones, of their health. Lord, the things that would just tear them up, Father, those who are at a loss, they don't know what to do or where to turn or where provision is going to come from. Lord, there's so many needs I sense right now. And Father, I thank you in your mercy and your grace, you're going to release the bands that have held them back. Lord, so many want all you have for them. Lord, they want to be free in Christ. They want to be free from addictions, old habit patterns, things that are, maybe the world wouldn't consider that great a sin, but Lord, they are being convicted. They want deliverance from it. And so, Father, right now, I take authority over the works of darkness. I take authority over that spirit of heaviness, Father. Lord, you've given us a garment of praise, and so I rebuke that spirit of heaviness and all the things that the enemy would bring, the oppression and the sorrow of heart and the injury and the hurt from the unkind words and the things that people have said and done to them. Father, I pray right now that as I lift them into your holy presence, that you are going to minister to them by the power of your Holy Spirit. You will bear your holy arm in their behalf. You will fight in their defense. You will rout the work of the demon hosts that have come against them, and you'll give them liberty. You'll answer their prayers, Father. Move to give them the immediate needs of their heart and mind. And then, Father, we know you don't stop there. It is your will, Father, to bless us abundantly above all we could ask or think. And so, Father, I ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus. For my beloved, the Spirit of the Lord would minister to you. I will strengthen you right now with might in your inner man. I will stir your faith. I will anoint your eyes, and I will ask you to lift up your heads, for I am the glory and the lifter up of your head. I call you to look upon that place where you are seated with me. I call you to lift up your eyes, to lift up your eyes to the hills from whence cometh your salvation, to look unto the Lord. I am mighty in power, and great is my love for my people. I will defend you, and I will lift you up above the storm. I will bear you on eagle's wings and bring you to myself. I will minister and wipe away those tears and comfort your heart, and I will give you beauty for ashes. You have thought, and the enemy has said, this is your portion. That's all you will ever know. Listen not to the liar or to the deceiver. I have great things ahead for you, beloved. I have my glory to be revealed. I will shew you the things that you have desired to know. I will cause you to walk in a new anointing. I will give you the victories that you have desired. No longer will you be cast down. No longer will you be in defeat, but you shall be able to see the hand of God move in your behalf, and it shall be to you and not another. You will experience, not just through your friends, not that just those fellow who you fellowship in the church, but you yourself shall partake of my bounty and of my riches. Receive now that anointing that you have desired to set you free, for I will draw you ever closer to me. Stand your ground, seek my face, read and meditate upon my word, close it up in your heart, and know that it is your sure weapon of warfare against the works of darkness, as well as praise. When you fill your mouth with the praises of the Lord, the enemy runs in terror. So, beloved, receive from the hand of your God. I comfort you and I assure you that I will not leave you. I will not fail you until I have accomplished all of my good purposes in your life and fulfill that destiny that you have asked of me. Love me, for I love you, beloved, and I am with you until we meet in the heavens. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. We worship you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Lord, for your ministry. Thank you for setting your people free. Thank you for giving them hope and faith that it's not going to be as in days past, but it's going to be the dawning of a new day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write, to share whatever those needs are, and I will personally pray for you and send back whatever God gives, a prophetic word, a teaching, scripture, whatever that would bless your heart. I ask you to share your mailing address if you email, and know that I love you and pray for you every day. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.